Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. What's up? What's happening on a Friday? On Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980 here in our Navy Yard Studios. Andy, on a Friday. Is this weird for you?
I guess I'm getting used to it. I think the question should be for you, though. How weird does it feel to
It's definitely weird. Here? Yeah, normally I work from home on Fridays. I've got a nice little studio set up at the house, and the bosses are nice enough to let me operate from home on Fridays. And I'm here today because after the show, I'll be headed to Audi Field for the Spirit and their matchup against Angel City tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff at Audi. Had a lovely chat with Esme Morgan earlier in the week about that. We had our WOSO show earlier today, although we spent a lot of time on Chicago fired their coach 6 games into the season, Anthony, and their roster stinks. And it's like, I think you guys fired the wrong guy. So we talked about that on that show today. But it definitely was weird leading up to, because I have kind of a Friday routine. I coach my fitness classes in the morning. And then at some point, we do the WOSO show. And then I talk to Clinton for an interview that you'll hear at 5:30. I tape with Clinton typically on Fridays. It's better for his schedule. Although sometimes we don't tell anybody because you can't tell the difference when I'm at home because it's the same studio. If you're watching on YouTube and you see, wow, Craig seems to have teleported, and it becomes rather obvious. So I tape with Clinton, and then typically I have like an hour and a half to eat lunch, just hang out, enjoy the fact that I'm home, maybe relax a little bit, regather myself. And today I walked out my door and got on the train and came here. Very, very different experience on a Friday.
Yeah, a lot of moving, especially since you got to get down here after, you know, your hectic sort of kind of busy morning.
Yeah, sort of kind of. Also, there's a smaller group in my second class this morning, and so I worked out with them. Buddy, that was a hard one. That was a doozy of a workout. So we'll see how much gas I got left in the tank. I got enough to get through the show. Hopefully, I got enough to get through the game, and I'm not like falling asleep in my seat like a loser.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. Why? Too exciting of the action.
Exactly.
In front of me. Let's go. Got to get back on the horse. Spirit, rough one last weekend. We're going to talk today, though, some Commanders on the field. We'll obviously talk about the RFK stuff. In fact, we got a very special edition of Not My Beat today. Instead of talking to someone who's on the beat, we're going to let you hear a bunch of clips from all the different interviews that have happened on our stations over the last couple of days. I actually just saw, I got a notification from the old Odyssey app, Anthony. Kevin Sheehan had Phil Mendelson on today. So we'll pull something, some clips from that. Mayor Bowser called in to Grant Danny. They've had a couple of other Congress or city council folks on. So we'll let you hear kind of the state of play from the participants in the debate over the Commander's future and their ability to return to D.C. coming up at 5 o'clock. We will also talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs here in a moment, our weekend preview later on in the show. And then we're going to ask a question on the phones on the football side of it here in a few minutes. But Anthony, we started in the NBA last night where I'll put it this way. To win an NBA championship, you got to have a level of superstar that is far rarer than NBA teams want to admit. There's plenty of teams out there that think we have a guy, and they don't. They have a very good player who can lead them to 50-plus wins, maybe even. Certainly in the 40s. Winning record in the playoffs, the whole deal. And the bar to be one of the dudes who is the best player on a championship team is something that's even higher than that. And I don't know if Jalen Brunson is one of those dudes, but I'm starting to think he's like actually really close to it. And I don't think the Knicks are going to beat the Celtics. I don't think the Knicks are good enough to win a championship. That is not to say the New York Knicks aren't an excellent basketball team. But Jalen Brunson is a phrase that, like, I cannot say the words that I want to say to describe what Jalen Brunson is. I'm gonna say he's a bad man, and I mean that as a compliment. That dude is ridiculous. And the consistency with which he hits clutch shots, his ability to just consistently score buckets one-on-one is so incredibly rare. And is he as good as a Giannis or someone like that? No, because those guys are also two-way players, and Brunson's only giving you so much. Like, he's tough. And he tries on defense, but at his size, like, there are limitations. Although his strength prevents you from, like, posting him up and that kind of stuff. But in the playoffs, eventually, many series get to a point where you just need a dude to make a shot. And all of the schematics and all of the everything go out the window because the defenses are too keyed up and locked in. The intensity's, like, too high. And the better bet than trying to run something is just to say, I'm going to put my guy against your guy in space. And may the best man win. And the consistency with which the best man in those situations is Jalen Brunson is stupefying. And he just did it again last night. And now the Pistons, who for, I don't know, what, 48 minutes a game? Anthony, right? That's how long they play in the NBA?
Yep.
48 minutes. They played six games?
Yep.
That's 288 minutes in the series. I think the Pistons were the better team for like 240 of them or something like that. And they lost because in those other 48 minutes, I didn't do that math on purpose. It just worked out that way. But in those other 48 minutes, the key clutch time moments, Jalen Brunson was the best dude on the floor. And in the playoffs, that matters a lot.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think you said it perfectly. The Pistons down the stretch of that game, they gave the ball. They put the ball in their best player's hands and two times Kay Cunningham came up short, and you just had to know that game on the line, 20 seconds left to go in the game, everybody knows the ball is going to be in Jalen Brunson's hands, and he delivers time and time again. And yesterday, the move he hit, we're not even talking about the shot. We're talking about the move he hits.
Floored Ausar Thompson.
Crossing him out of the frame. Like, there were so many different angles where he just gets crossed literally all the way out the frame. And then on the same day that Jalen Brunson wins Clutch Player of the Year, he delivers for his team and sends him to the second round against the Celtics. I don't even know what to say because the dude is, like, extremely good. I think he is a bit underrated. I don't think a lot of people put him in there, like, top five or top 10, you know, a player in the NBA, but he is a bad guy.
At this point, I would struggle to name 10 players better than him.
Yeah.
And again, is he one of the six, so to speak? I don't know. Like, in what world is Jalen Brunson, like, who's got to be on his team where Jalen Brunson is the best player on a championship team? That's hard for me.
Yeah, that is.
But he might be the next guy. Like, if that list is Luka, Tatum, Giannis, Jokic,
Ant.
I don't even know if Ant's on that list. Like, can I trust Anthony Edwards? He's definitely really close. Like, he's the guy that I would bet on to add, probably, of the young guns. But, like, yeah, I don't even know if he's on that list. I mean, shoot, Wemby might be on
that
list.
Oh, we're missing Shea.
Shea, like, I think obviously we'll see about Shea this
year. Yeah, we will. The jury's still out.
The jury's still out, but, like, I mean, the way Shea played this year, he certainly did. I mean, I would have said the same thing about Embiid last year, but now Embiid's a giant question mark. Where, like, again, you don't have to have done it, so I'm not just being, like, a gatekeeper. But, like, if you're one of those dudes who could bona fide MVP candidate year in, year out, there's a level of toughness to you. where LeBron, I mean, Steph Curry is still on that list. There's a level of toughness and that you've proven it that is just different. And it shows in those big moments. Like, could he and some collection of players worse? Like, I don't know. Who's a better player, Jimmy Butler or Jalen Brunson?
I'm going to lean Jimmy. But at the same token, I should be leaning Jalen,
I think at this point, Jalen. Like, if you flip-flopped Jalen Brunson and Stephen Curry, and obviously not prime Steph Curry, this Jalen Brunson and 37-year-old Stephen Curry, how much worse are the Warriors? Now, that's not really fair because Steph has helped establish what the Warriors are, and you wouldn't lose the culture and all the things. And Steph is so unique as an offensive force. Like, they're probably worse. But if you tell me that Jimmy got traded to the Knicks and it's like Jimmy, Mikhail Bridges, you know, what, Cat, and Jalen Brunson somehow, and the numbers fit monetarily, that team could win a championship, fine. Maybe. But he's, as a playoff piece, so freaking talented, good, impactful, important. And I think the thing that's also really impressive, you know, J.J. Redick talked about after the Lakers loss, the first thing we have to do is get in championship shape. Jalen Brunson is in championship shape. And that is physically, like, the load he carries. And maybe because of my fitness stuff, I'm just acutely aware of this. But I think the average fan takes for granted how fit you have to be to do what these guys do. And it's not just a physical load that, like, translates to, could you run a fast 5K or 10K or, like, I don't know, complete some obstacle course. It's not just the physical nature of it. The decision-making fatigue that your central nervous system goes through over the course of a game is real. And your fine motor skills, the ability to repeat your shooting motion, the ability to do those things without... This is why guys make big mistakes late. Is they just, like, you've just done so much that you basically lose the ability to function at a prime level. It's not weakness. It's not being soft. Like, at some point, it's physical. It's chemical. It's physiology. And this mamma jamma played an entire season under Tom Thibodeau and has played multiple seasons under Tom Thibodeau, which is a grind. And in a decisive game, he played 42 minutes, took 33 shots, and still had it in him at the end. That is rare. It's also gross. Like, that is what I hope people appreciate about how special it is that what he's doing. And you see the toll it takes on a guy like Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham's an incredible basketball player. Next 5 years, I'll take Kenny Cunningham over any player in that series, with all due respect to Brunson. Like, Cade might be one of them six. He's that good. He was 0 of 8 from 3 yesterday in 44 minutes. 0 of 8. He's never been under that kind of pressure before, and the grandiose nature of the series, I think, wore him down. And Brunson's just like, all right, one more shot. Asar Thompson, to the floor you go, sir. Bucket.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been in those moments before, like, game on the line. And that's one of the things I love about Jalen Brunson as a person. Like, he's just a winner, dog. Like, he knows what it takes. He's not scared of the big moment. And, I mean, they have a tall task against the Celtics. But what they did this series against the Pistons, this is one of my favorite series to watch, just because it was just tooth and nail the entire time. Like, the Pistons were going to run, the Knicks would respond, and it's just like, dang, like, you really wouldn't know the outcome of the game until, like, the last 30 seconds of most of those games except game one. So, I think the Pistons will be back. Just wait. They'll be back.
I think they will be, too. I think they're set up fantastically. Please, yeah. Detroit, don't do anything silly this offseason. Just keep on doing what you're doing, building on Cunningham, Durin. You know, they'll get, what's his name? The other guard.
J.B. Bickerstaff?
No, J.B. Bickerstaff is awesome. Like, he's a really good coach. The other guard who got hurt, kid from Notre Dame.
Oh, Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, I was like, why do I want to say it? It's Neil's kid? Neil Ivey, or Neil Ivey's, the coach at Notre Dame women's, her son, Jaden is, he's nasty. So they can get him back. That'll add to their arsenal next season. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, We're going to set up a question we're going to answer with you on the phones at 4:30. 301-230-0980 will be where you call in to answer a question that we're going to talk to you about next when it comes to the Commanders and whether or not everyone's making the same mistake they did last year.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.